WBNY. Arthur Motes is on the line. Arthur, how you doing today?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'd like to welcome you to the show here.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. It's definitely a fan of your game, and we definitely appreciate everything you've been doing for the Bills and the community around here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. You know they embrace me up there. I got to show love back. You know that.
Thanks a lot.
So, Mike Straw here. So, training camp a week and a half. I mean, you got to be chomping at the bit to finally get on the field and pads,
oh,
gotcha?
Definitely, man. You know, OTAs is like a little tease, but, you know, get your mouth a little wet. But, you know, when you get out there in training camp, you got those pads on, man, the bullets start flying. You're definitely excited about it. And then also, man, you know, just coming back and being back around the guys, that camaraderie, you know, that you left off with, you know, with OTAs. Now it's kind of back, and it's like, okay, we're back together. Let's go ahead and make this thing happen.
Now, I mean, you're back. Dave Wannstedt takes over the defense. You guys are in a 4-3 now. Are you feeling more comfortable? You've only had the OTAs, but are you feeling more comfortable working in the 4-3 as opposed to the 3-4, or what would you prefer?
I mean, my thing is, I feel like, you know, I've played in both defenses now. Of course, I mean, I feel more comfortable in the 4-3 because I've played that throughout my whole life outside of these past 2 years. But, I mean, I feel like, you know, overall as a whole, man, I feel like all of our defense is comfortable with this 4-3 and that we're all ready to make plays in it.
Do you feel – I remember earlier in the offseason you talked about now this is the year, you're in your third year, you want to start taking this leadership role on the defense. How do you feel like you'll be able to become that leader on the field? I mean, does it go with just getting playing time and getting the reps, or
no,
do you just
– I feel like this. Being a leader is multiple ways. I mean, you have your vocal leaders, but I feel like, first off, my play is gonna show a lot. You know, it's easy for somebody to just sit back and say this and say that, but when you're actually out there and you're making plays, whether it's through special teams or when you're actually out there on defense, you know, guys see that and they respect that. And then on top of that, just the way you carry yourself, your demeanor around the facility and everything like that, that's going to play a big role in it as well.
So what do you think are some of your expectations for the team and then maybe some expectations for yourself come this season?
Well, I mean, I never, you know, reveal my personal expectations because, you know, that's the whole point of me being personal. But, I mean, as far as, like, a brief summary of them, I mean, I definitely expect to be, you know, one of the top contributors on defense. And then, of course, on special teams, I plan on being one of the, you know, big names up there as well. Because, I mean, I feel like this. Regardless if I'm starting on defense or if I'm just, you know, being subbed in here and there, I always feel like I'm going to play special teams because, you know, that's where I started at in my career.
And, hey, it's Nate Smith here. You talked about the defense a little bit. Just the hype surrounding, you know, with the Mario Williams signing and, like, all these guys coming in. How excited are you to, like, finally get with these guys and, you know, as you go on to preseason and training camp?
Oh, man, definitely excited about it. And, you know, I feel like we all, you know, as we sat down and talked during OTAs, we're all, you know, focused on the same goal. We all feel that, you know, we know how good we can be. We know how good we should have been in the past year. But our main thing now is just stay focused. Don't fall for the trap as far as, you know, everybody telling you how good we are because we've got these guys signed now. Our main thing is go out there and prove it week in and week out and don't let up until we get a ring on our finger.
Do you feel it's better to be overlooked as far as from the quote-unquote experts in the league saying, go on.
My thing is this, regardless of if, you know, we're overlooked or some people consider us overrated, I feel that it's upon us mentally, you know, to stay focused on it and not let it affect our play one way or the other. I mean, I feel like every week we should go out there with a chip on our shoulders if we have something to prove because until you get that ring, you technically haven't done anything, you know, and that's just how I feel personally about the situation. But like I said, I feel like all of us on defense and even on offense, you know, I feel like we're all prepared to just go in, you know, no matter what the critics say throughout the course of the season, even when we start winning and everything like that, and they start saying, you know, how the Bills are great and this and this and this. We say we're not falling for that trap. We're not listening to it. We're just focused on winning 1 week at a time.
Do you feel like there was or there might be a certain player that's going to be kind of underrated coming into the season, maybe even kind of like not even really talked about, that's going to really step up during the season?
Trying to think. I mean, right now I haven't really like thought about that, but I'm sure something's going to come to mind when I get to camp, though.
Yeah, I mean, because I kind of feel like last year you kind of maybe were one of those kind of guys that, you know, wasn't exactly on the radar until, you know, maybe midway through and then, you know, start talked about and, you know, definitely a fan, more of a fan favorite. I think maybe A.J. Williams might still be one of those kind of guys. You know, I think he's a solid player.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And also, I feel like, you know, the young guy, T.J. Graham on offense, I mean, I feel like he's another guy because, you know, everybody's talking about Steve right now, but I feel like he's going to be able to come in and do some things for us and help us offensively as well.
How does it make you feel? I mean, the Bills bring in Mario Williams, Mark Anderson. They keep Stevie Johnson. They sign Fred to the extension. How does it make you feel as a member of the team seeing... And we lost him.
Hopefully we'll get him back.
Hopefully.
And Mike had such a great question.
I know, it was coming up.
I did. That was a fantastic question. I want to know how he felt about the organization's commitment. Oh.
There we go.
You
back there?
Hello? Lost you for a minute.
I was like, hello? Hello?
Yeah, we just got a massive dial tone. Kind of hurt the ears.
Okay. But now, what were you saying though?
But you see the team make all these signings and keep Freddie and keep Stevie. How does it make you feel being a member of the organization, seeing the front office spending this money and trying to prove that they have a commitment to winning?
Man, I feel like, you know, as a player and being on this team, it definitely excites us and it gives us confidence knowing that, hey, my contract is up in 2 years. And, you know, we got a couple other guys whose contracts are this year. But by seeing them going out in there and taking a proactive approach as far as, you know, re-signing these guys early, it makes you feel like, hey, okay, they are going to reward me if I keep making plays, if I keep doing my job out here. You know, whereas at first, you know, everybody had that perception of, oh, man, they're not going to pay you in Buffalo. You're going to have to go somewhere else. But, I mean, after you seeing what they did this year and seeing the money that they spent, you know, I feel like that squashed any of those, you know, doubts and stuff like that.
Do you feel that this is the year where people actually think see Arthur Motes become a household name in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel that. I mean, for me, that's always been my expectations, but I feel like this year is more realistic. And I feel like, you know, coming from OTAs, being able to have that time to just get adjusted and acclimated to the position, and now having, you know, the full training camp and stuff like that, I mean, I feel like it's going to help me a lot. And I feel like, you know, when I do get my opportunity, yeah, I'm going to take them out and make the most of the opportunity. And just, I feel like it's going to be a good year for me.
Now, you first came out as, you know, as the guy that had to hit on Brett Favre, you know.
Right.
End of the streak. Do you still hear a lot about that now, or is that
I still hear a good amount about it, yeah. But, I mean, my thing is this. Like I said, you know, numerous times, it's not a negative thing. It was nothing wrong with the play and stuff like that. And, you know, if that's what it's known for right now, then, hey, that's still a positive. My thing is just, you know, through the course of my career, I mean, I'm just getting into year three right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, you know, the next couple of years, of course, I want to have a lot more than that. But for right now, with me just getting into year three, you know, it's not a bad thing.
So Brett Favre has signed footballs dating the game that he got hurt. Have you been asked to sign any of these footballs as well?
No, I haven't, man. I just, you know, a whole bunch of jerseys if it is, that's all.
So I'm assuming you're down in Virginia, right?
Yes.
How hot is it down in the 757?
Ooh, see, I'm not even in 75. I'm in Harrisonburg at my college at James Madison.
Okay.
Because me and, you know, Akeem Jordan, he plays with the Eagles. Me and him just been working out together. But, yeah, it is pretty hot down here, man. It's averaging about 90 to 95. And the difference is, like, up in Buffalo, you don't get the humidity like that. Down here, man, it gets real humid. So
We've had it, though.
we're in a drought. That's what we're in.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. We're down here praying for rain every day.
Yes.
Like, come on, get a little rain. Come on, just get a little rain. Cool it off for us.
Yes, same with us. You might be surprised come in the next, you know, 10 days when you come to St. John's Fisher. Because it's the governor passed the 90-day burn ban because of the drought.
Wow.
So
that's wow.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. I want snow. I want winter back.
Yeah,
bring the weather.
Bring the weather.
Other than the obvious first game of the season, is there any game specifically you're targeting?
Well, I know for me, you know, any division foe is always big. You know, every time we play New England, it's going to be huge just because, you know, the vibes that we get between them and, you know, how everything played out last year with that being the first time we beat them in, what is it, 15 times? So, yep. Yeah, that's always going to be big. I feel like we still got 14 other times we got to pay them back for. And then, of course, we play Miami. I feel like when you come up to Buffalo, the three teams you're automatically going to start hating is New York, the Jets, you know, the Patriots, and definitely the Dolphins. Like, those are the three teams that everyone seems to hate. And I bought into it. My family bought into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we need to abuse Reggie Bush this time.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe that. Like, that was crazy.
He's been talking a lot of smack.
He's too heated about that. So, most definitely.
Yeah. We can't be allowing him 200-plus yards.
Not at all. And then since, you know, you got Ocho, you know, he's back to his it's Johnson now. You know,
yeah,
back to
right.
You know, his ways. So, yeah, we definitely looking forward to that one as well. So, yeah.
What about you go on with the hatred of Miami, the report that came out, they're going to have a new logo next year. What should their logo be? I want to hear from Arthur Motes what Miami's new logo should be.
I personally feel, you know, I can't tell you the logo that I really wanted to be. Because, you know, everyone's seeing the New England one where it's catching something in his mouth. And, you know, personally, that's what I would want the Dolphins over to be. But, you know, we got to be politically correct. So for them and their dignity, they should just have, you know, a fish that's out of water. And the Bill is just, you know, stepping on him. Because, I mean, that's usually what's going to happen from here on out. So I feel like, you know, that'll be about right.
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish?
Exactly. And put a 52 on it. Sign, seal, and deliver it.
Nice.
But so now with the stuff in New York with like Tim Tebow and Mark Sanchez, do you guys like talk about that? Do you guys worry about that?
Not at all, man. I feel like this, you know, this is the NFL. Everybody has, you know, good players. And yeah, they hype these two guys up a lot more. But our thing is, man, week in and week out, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're focused on doing our job and getting the win. So that's pretty much where we're at with that whole situation. We don't really, you know, say, oh, man, they got this person, they got that person, man. We're going to have to do this and this and this about them. You know, it's just, hey, this is what our job is. This is what we're supposed to do. Let's go out and execute it.
How have the new additions been in the locker room, like, received? Have they been vocal, more specifically, Mark Anderson and Mario Williams?
Yeah, man, I feel like, you know, they've been received really well. And the thing that I liked most about them was everyone sees, you know, the big contracts. So your first perception is these guys are going to come in, you know, with these egos, big money. But the thing is, they come in there and they act just like, you know, the person that's making a couple hundred thousand, you know, they're in here, they're still practicing hard, you know, giving everything they have. They're still, you know, being a part of things that we do. So it was never as if, you know, they thought they were better than us. It was just like, hey, we're all here together. We're all part of the same family now. Let's make this thing happen.
Yeah, so you're saying that they are guys that, you know, like, how have they been towards you personally? As far as, man, like,
it's been all love, you know, towards me personally. And I feel like, you know, just seeing those guys and how they practice and how they're competing with each other to make plays, it makes everyone around them want to do the same thing. It's like, well, okay, well, if they're making, you know, sacks right here every play, well, you know, make sure I'm getting a pass deflection or a tackle or something, you know what I mean? Can't let them get all the stats. So, yeah, that's how I feel about it. And that's how I feel like the relationship has been so far.
Do you think their transition into Buffalo has been real seamless as far as, like, coming out of the team and everyone's, you know, obviously really happy and real excited about it? But do you think as far as transitioning into the, like, I know Vince Young's kind of, they said that he struggled with the playbook. But
I mean, for a quarterback, you know it's going to be different anyways, you know, just because you're used to one scheme and now you're getting thrown into a totally different thing, you know, different players, the timing and stuff. But I feel like defensively, you know, those guys, they've come in and hit the ground running. And I'm just anxious to see what happens in camp, you know, once the season starts and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Do you expect tempers to get – I mean, they do every year, but do you expect with the competition level of Marcell Dareus, Mario Williams on the line, and then the competition level of, say, Andy Levitre, would – I mean, do you expect tempers to really get heated this year with the expectations
man,
on the players?
Definitely. I feel that, you know, any player doesn't want to get beat, you know, and especially in camp. And when you know that's the big money guy, you know that's the new free agent – or whatever it may be, of course you're gonna give them your best. You're gonna try to show them that, hey, I'm better. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's gonna be really good, and it's gonna ultimately make us all better as a whole unit. So yeah, I'm definitely excited about it. And I plan on getting some of it as well. So yeah.
Real quick about the defense. Now everybody talks about like how the front seven is. I know I've heard some guys say that it's one of the best front sevens now in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's not really getting talked about is their defensive backfield. Do you feel like that they feel slighted about that? How are they feeling?
I feel like, you know, they're just ready to shut everybody up from last year. You know, last year was a kind of down year for them as far as, you know, stats-wise. But I feel like they're definitely ready to come out and make plays. I mean, they had a really good spring. And then you got guys like George back there and Bird. You know, they're out there. They're doing their thing. And, yeah, they're coming into their own, definitely. So I feel like they're definitely primed for a big year.
Now – I know you've only been in the organization 2 years. This is your third year. There was a thing that came out last week about a former 8-year member of the Buffalo Bills, Josh Reed,
bashing
the city. What are your thoughts on that? And can you let the listeners know how you feel about the city?
About the situation with him, you know, I said he was there, was it 8 years ago? Maybe things were different then. All I know is since I've been here, since my family's been here, it's been all love. We love the city. My daughter embraces it. We all embrace it. And every place I go, it's all love. And as far as I'm saying, you know, you walk into people and they don't speak back. I mean, shoot, every person I spoke to, they speak back. Hey, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I feel like I'm in the South. So I enjoy it. So, you know, maybe it's a little different down there in his neck of the woods. But for me, I'm enjoying it. And Yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
What about the food? He also said the food up here was terrible. I mean,
maybe he was eating at the wrong spot. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, he was saying it was the food, and it was also just going out and all. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, it was like, man, I don't know, where's he going? You know what I mean? But hey, he might be a little different. Like I said, I never met the guy 8 years ago. I can't, you know, speak for that. All I know is, for me, within these past 2 years, you know, I've experienced nothing but love, and definitely, you know, have enjoyed my time up here.
So what are your favorite places to eat now that we're getting on the subject?
Okay, Buffalo Chop House ranks number one because I love
this. Of course it
is. Steak.
Everybody
says
that.
I love the cream of corn. You know, the wife loves it. That way, you know, I get to, you know, influence her to come like, hey, baby, don't you want some cream of corn? And I go get me this Fat Boy steak. So, yeah, that's definitely number one. Number two is going to be the Ankle Bar. I love the, you know, the original.
You
know, okay. The original. You know what I mean? That's the place it all, you know, went down. But then you got Armor Inn because I'm always out in Winter Park, so I definitely go to Armor Inn a lot. You know, eating out there on their little patio, that's pretty good. Then you got the Big Tree Inn with their wings. That's right next to the stadium. You got Capelli's. Oh, I can't.
Hold on.
It wouldn't be right if I left off Mulberry's. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I said. And then you got Elio's. I don't know where he's been going. There's no place to eat.
Yeah,
clearly, nice. He must have been going to McDonald's. That's all I said.
McDonald's, Subway, Wendy's,
yeah,
Burger King.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what happened to him, you know. Hey, I said, man, no food. What? No good food? What are you crazy? He on that Jamarcus Russell, dog. That's what's going on, man.
No. He just, hopefully he stayed away from the purple drink.
Man.
All right, so who should be worried about crossing the moats this year?
Whew, man, personally, I feel like anybody not in a blue and red jersey, and that means with a Bills logo, not a Patriots logo.
I was about to say, there's Patriots, there's the Giants, all these teams with blue and red.
I said that would be a Bills logo. So, yeah. I say anybody outside of that, you know, I feel like it's a hit list. You know what I'm saying? Anyone can get it. And that's just how I'm thinking. That's my whole approach right now. And I'm just ready to get out there, man. But they can't come soon enough.
There you go. You know, you want to be known for something other than the Brett Favre hit. Just do what Ocho Cinco did every week. Have a little hit list on your locker room stall.
Absolutely. Trust me, man. This has already been going to my mind, baby.
Put little X's on. Put little crosses on. Yep.
So now you feel like with all the hype and everything that's around the team, it seems like this team is like really close.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is the year that they finally break through and make the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely, man. I feel that with the offseason that we had, and then also with the first 2 years that we had, I feel like everything has happened for a reason. You know, we've had to, you know, endure, you know, young guys playing, guys who probably weren't ready to be starters then, having to go out there and start. But I feel like that just helped us with having more depth right now, because now with all of our starters and Pro Bowl guys and stuff like that back now, you bring those there, and then you guys who were thrown in the fire last year or their first year, and now they have more confidence in their abilities because they've been out there, they've experienced that. So I feel like the depth that we have, it helps out a lot. The competition at each position now is going to help push us even further. And like you said, just the camaraderie. If I know, hey, man, what this guy's been through, well, of course, if he's going out there and giving his all, then I'm going to want to give just as much, if not more, because, hey, I know that's what he expects from me, and that's what I expect from him. So I feel like that's all going to help us out even more, and definitely we're going to make that push for the playoffs.
All right, Arthur. I want to thank you
for
joining us.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Thank you.
Look to have it multiple times throughout the season.
I'm looking to see you get some sacks.
And this is a special interview for me because it's the first time, whether it's your phone or my phone, got cut off in the middle of the interview.
Making history.
Well, we appreciate you calling back, too, and quickly.
We broke the phone disconnect cherry, I guess.
Yeah, man, that's never happened before, so I appreciate that.
All right, thanks for coming on, Arthur.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
That was Arthur Motes, linebacker of the Buffalo Bills.
Always a great interview, man.
Fantastic interview. It's better than the guys, numerous times. Yeah, we good.
We don't want to mention any names. But
I feel we'll be good this year.
Yeah.
Man, we just got to play the game.
How's it going to feel to play with your new teammates? Yeah.
Oh, my God, that bugged me so much.
No, dude, Moats had some good quotes. I put some up on Twitter there.
If you missed it, it will be online later tonight.
Yep. We did have it recorded.
We had it recorded. I made sure to make sure this time it was recorded. Yeah. I've missed those. But it will be online later tonight. You can either follow me on Twitter, Mike Straw, QCS, Nick on Twitter, Nick_Stutzman.
That's right. Nate Boogie 9.
Nate yep. Boogie 9. There we go. I can't remember his
it's
Twitter
okay.
handle. He
it's
never
okay.
responds to my tweets. He ignores me.
They ignore you.
He's a jerk.
He's on par with Greg Renko. That's why.
Yeah.
He's a Russian spy.
You're a Russian.
Is it weird that I wanna? I'm you curious. You know, I've you know my. High
right, hold on. We should. That's what we should have asked. Okay. We should have asked if you could have given Arthur Motes a nickname like Modi.
Yeah. Probably not.
I don't know. He seems like the laid-back guy that would allow that, but I don't know.
He would definitely
I would call him Modi.
Yeah, I would call him,
Yo,
like,
Modi.
I don't
know. I'd be like, Arthur. You know?
There we go. He's a Marvel superhero now.
That's right. Arthur Motes.
He can trademark that. Tweet him. Tweet him to trademark Arthur. R-Thor.
Oh, man. We're giving out names, disconnecting phones. I just went straight deadline, like straight.
Yeah. It went ear shattering. Got to make sure to edit that out of there.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'll just upload that part.
I was going to say, if anything, that's the part that you got to keep in, because then it makes sense that we were talking to ourselves for 5 seconds.